friendship's real. Knowing you're near, it's so good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 43 says, "You have heard it said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." Oh yeah, everyone's favorite passage right there. Matthew chapter 5, verse 43. Friend, yeah, that's right. We ought to love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us. Because if the church won't do it, who will? That's a thought there for you. Hey, how are you? Happy Thursday. Yeah, just going in deep today, aren't we? Right at the beginning of Mark and Fred's today. It's Joey Kroll here on this Thursday, this February 9th, 2017. Well, how's your week coming along? You hanging in there? You doing all right? Well, in the Crow household, we're doing all right. I was telling my wife, Aubrey, just the other day how much I'm looking forward to our little getaway next month. Next month is our anniversary, so we're planning on going to Chicago, and then we're going to go down to Southern Illinois and just kind of have the whole week off. I'm kind of looking forward to that, of doing absolutely nothing. I really do. So our lives are so busy, so it's always nice to not just have a Sabbath day, but have a Sabbath week, little getaway. Those are always nice. Well, that's what I'm going to be doing with my family. But if you're looking for something to do with your family, I really encourage you to take a look at some of the events on the Great News Radio event calendar at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Click on events. Lots of upcoming events. Do want to look ahead, though, to June. Ivan Parker, the fantastic voice. We got to find an Ivan Parker song. I think that's what we need to do. We'll try to get something worked out here in a second. But Ivan Parker coming back to the area on Saturday, June 10th at 7 p.m. at Lincoln Square in Urbana. He was, I think, voted favorite male vocalist 14 different times. He's won countless awards, and he's got a fantastic voice and an awesome heart for the Lord. We've had him for a couple of years now. Fantastic job. He's coming back Saturday, June 10th, 7 p.m. at the Lincoln Square in Urbana. Singing Men of GNN will be performing as well at the occasion. Tickets are on sale now. In fact, you can take advantage of the open general seating when you pre-register at our website. That's $10. You can pay $15 at the door, or you can really top off the night with an artist circle reserve seating, including a meet and greet with Ivan Parker. That's $25. You can order your tickets by heading on over to our website, greatnewsradio.org. There you should see a link right there on the homepage to get your tickets. Or you can call Karen in the office. She'll set you up. 217-367-7777. 217-367-7777. Really looking forward to that concert in June. You know, in the book of Hebrews, it says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. I hope everyone listening today has a desire to please Him, our Heavenly Father. And well, today, here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, we're going to be talking about faith. It's easy to talk about, but it's sometimes hard to do. So we're going to be talking about faith today, right after this, from Ivan Parker, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, right here on Great News Radio.
Well, you find me at the place that you remember long before, when your happiness is void and your spirit never soars. Now your song's been so long gone, and you're living off earthly good. If you're ready to take that leap of faith, well, let's go while the getting's good. Get up,
get up.
Somebody said it's time to go to church. Wake up, cause I heard on high the Spirit of God is passing by. Come on, don't hesitate. Something inside me can hardly wait. Get up,
wake up,
come on, let's go to church. Well, amazing, and God is really good. Where I stand, just looking in, I see a change I knew I would. That hidden smile gone for a while has found a permanent dwelling place. Don't know the reason why that I stopped by, but I'm so glad that I came to stay. Get up, somebody said, it's time to go to church. Wake up, cause I heard a cry. Spirit of God is passing by. Come on, don't hesitate. Something inside me can hardly wait. Get up, wake up. Come on, let's go to church. Somebody said it's time to go to church. Wake up, cause I heard on high. The Spirit of God is passing by. Come on, don't hesitate. Something inside me can hardly wait. Get up, wake up, come on, let's go to church.
Let's go to church.
Let's go to church.
Let's go to church.
Get up, wake up, come on, let's go to church.
That's right, let's go to church. Ivan Parker here on today's edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio. I'll tell you what, you may have heard this story of Charles Blondin. You familiar with that name? Well, he was a very famous tightrope walker back in the 1800s. In fact, in September of 1860, his greatest fame came about when he was the very first person to tightrope across the mighty Niagara Falls. I mean, talk about walking by faith, right? Well, anyways, Niagara Falls, it was stretched over 11,000 feet. I mean, from one side of the rope to the other, 11,000 feet. Think about that. That's over a quarter of a mile. And people from Canada and America came from miles away to really see this stunt that he was doing. He was walking back and forth on this tightrope over the Niagara. He was riding a bicycle. He was doing it on stilts. In fact, he carried a mini stove and cooked an omelet in the middle of the tightrope. I mean, this guy was all about it. And people were cheering him on, and they were saying, "You can do it, you can do it." And then he asked, "Hey, do you think I can take this wheelbarrow and go back and forth on it?" And they're like, "Yes, yes, yes, you can do it, you can do it." And then, "Do you think I can wheelbarrow person back and forth over the Niagara?" And everybody was cheering and said, "Yes, yes, you can do it, you can do it." And then he said, "All right, who wants to get in?" Nobody volunteered, obviously. You know, friend, we enjoy talking by faith, don't we? It's easier to talk by faith than to walk by faith. Isn't that the truth? See, walking by faith is so much more than saying I'm walking by faith. Walking by faith is seeing all the do not enter signs, seeing all of the dead end signs as you're moving forward, seeing all the turn around danger signs and still saying, "God, I'm still going to trust you despite all those signs." Walking by faith. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, "For we live by faith, not by sight." Faith is belief plus action. That's what it is. Faith is a living, restless thing. Faith is something that moves. It simply cannot be inoperable. I mean, we have to use our faith. And you know what we fall into sometimes, and I'm probably leading the pack here. What we do sometimes is say, "Okay, God, let me see it so that I can believe it." Right? When it comes to the matters of faith, we say, "God, let me see it so that I can believe it." But God says, "No, I want you to believe it so that you can see it." Right? I mean, Moses, God wanted him to depart the Red Sea. Just throw your stick into the water. Abraham, "I want you to sacrifice your son, your only son." That didn't make sense to Abraham. Naaman, "Go dip yourself 7 times in the Jordan River for your healing." That didn't make sense. Noah, go build a boat for me because a flood is coming even though you've never seen rain. That didn't make sense. Joshua, I want you to walk around the walls of Jericho to bring down this city. That makes no sense. Gideon, hey, I know you got a large army of 135,000 men, but I want you to take only 300 into battle. That doesn't make sense. Peter, cast your net on the other side of the boat. Even though you've been fishing all night, caught nothing. That don't make sense. What we like to do is, Lord, show me so that I can believe it. God says, no, I want you to believe it so that you can see it. Dr. Tony Evans, a dynamic preacher. That's what he is, a dynamic preacher. He said one time, faith is acting like something is so, even when it's not so, in order for it to be so simply because God said so. Did you get that? He said, faith is acting like something is so, even when it's not so, in order for it to be so simply because God said so. In other words, faith is acting like God is telling the truth. So we are called to walk by faith, right? But sometimes we need faith to persevere. Have you ever gotten to a point in your life where the storms come and the issues arise and the problems come and it leads you to question, God, did you really call me to do this? Because if you really called me to do this, none of this stuff would be going away, right? I mean, have you ever been there? Because I have more times than not, I'll tell you. But sometimes in those moments, we need the faith to persevere. If you have your Bible, go ahead and turn to Mark chapter 6. We're going to look at some verses here. Mark chapter 6, verses 45 to 53. Mark chapter 6, verses 45 to 53. If you are driving, please don't get your Bible and try to read along with us. Just listen. Trust me, I'll just read it for you. Mark chapter 6, verses 45 to 53. This is right after Jesus feeding the 5,000. Verse 45 says, immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to Bethsaida while he dismissed the crowd. After leaving them, he went up on a mountainside to pray. Verse 47, later that night, the boat was in the middle of the lake and he was alone on the land. He saw the disciples straining at the oars because the wind was against them. Shortly before dawn, he went out to them, walking on the lake. He was about to pass by them, but when they saw him walking on the lake, they thought he was a ghost. They cried out because they all saw him and were terrified. Immediately he spoke to them and said, take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid. Then he climbed into the boat with them and the wind died down. So you're probably listening to this and reading Mark chapter 6 and wonder to yourself, what does this have to do with anything on faith? In Mark chapter 6, verse 48, it says they were straining at the oars because the wind was against them. Now, I think it's in two other gospels you can read this story. There was a storm about to come. The wind and the waves was crashing against the boat, and they were struggling. They were straining at the oars. New Living Translation says they were in serious trouble, rowing hard and struggling against the wind and the waves. King James Version says, and he saw them toiling in rowing. The Holman Christian Standard Bible says he saw them battered as they rowed. These disciples were struggling. But it's also kind of interesting, too, because these men were professional fishermen. Okay, so this tells you how big of a storm that was taking place here. I mean, they were struggling. Friend, can I ask you a question today? Do you find yourself struggling in the ministry that God has called you to serve in? Do you find yourself, as the Bible says, straining at the oars, discouraged, exhausted? Have you ever gotten to a place where you're so discouraged, so down because the straining of the oars has worn you out? Have you ever found yourself questioning, Lord, did you really call me to do this? Did you really call me to do this? Because if you did, it shouldn't be this hard. It shouldn't be this discouraging. It shouldn't be this much toiling. Friend, if that is you today, believe me, I've been there. Oh, my goodness, I have been there. Friend, let me ask you a question. While the disciples were straining at the oars and a storm was about to brew, who sent them in the boat? Who sent them ahead to Bethsaida? Jesus did. Mark 6:45, it says immediately, watch this, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him. Friend, we need to remember in the ministries that we serve in the positions that we serve in, we need to remember that while we're straining at the oars, and those seasons will come where we're toiling, we're discouraged, we need to remember of the calling that God has placed on us for that particular season. See, we need to walk by faith, but also sometimes we need faith to persevere. Because in those moments, we will doubt the calling. We will doubt the call. We will doubt the whole, Lord, did you really call me to do this? And when we do, we need to remember what verse 47 and 48 says. It says, later that night, the boat was in the middle of the lake, and he was alone on the land. Okay? So they were in the middle of the lake. I think it says, one account of this story says they're about 4 or 5 miles off. Jesus was alone on the land. Look at verse 48. While they were separated, verse 48 says, he saw the disciples straining at the oars. Did you get that? He saw the disciples straining at the oars. See, they may have been alone physically on the lake in the middle of the storm, but the Bible says Jesus kept his eye on them. Friend, I want to encourage you today, if you are serving in whatever capacity and you're straining at the oars, you're about to throw it in, you're about to throw in the towel, just remember that Jesus got his eye on you. It's all in the palm of his hand today, child of God. Yeah, we need to walk by faith, but sometimes we need the faith to persevere. 1 Thessalonians 5:24, I like the King James Version. It says, faithful is he that calleth you, who will also do it. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58 says, therefore, my brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord. Watch this, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
By faith we see the hand of God. Church was called to go. shall be moved. And the power of the gospel shall prevail. For we know in Christ all things are possible. For all who call upon His name, we will stand as children of promise. We will fix our eyes on Him, my soul.
And Kristen Getty by Faith here on today's edition of Mark and Friends. It's Joey Kroll with you. Drop me a note. I love hearing from you. Joey@greatnewsradio.org. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.